We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Rick Dayton on the radio. Norm Mitry joining us, the president and CEO from the Heritage Valley Health System. Hello, Mr. Mitry. How are you at 4:07?
Good afternoon, Rick. I'm doing fine. Thanks for having me on again.
Hey, just last week, Mayor Ed Ganey in the city of Pittsburgh announced his audit of those Pittsburgh organizations claiming tax exemptions under charitable status. And I think a lot of people automatically assumed that he was talking about UPMC, which is one of the largest employers, not only in the state of Pennsylvania, but this entire part of the country. But they're not the only one. I mean, there's AHN, there's Heritage Valley, there's Butler, there's Excella, there's Westmoreland. There are a whole bunch that sort of fall under this umbrella. So I wanted to go to somebody who deals with this sort of thing all the time. Even though your facilities don't necessarily fall under the auspice of the city of Pittsburgh, help us to understand what exactly this means, what you have to live up to, what you have to do by being in that particular classification. What does it mean?
Sure. Well, first of all, I want to compliment Mayor Ganey because, you know, the fact that he put out there they want to do an audit, you know, any organization does an annual audit of their operations. And I think his approach to audit the organizations before just saying what he's going to do is an excellent approach. So I'm going to compliment him for that.
Okay.
We all, in our respective communities, we all go through these types of audits or reviews with our local school districts and municipalities. So this is something that is not new. Quite frankly, it really got its start back in the very, very early 90s, and it has surfaced a couple times through different regimes in the city of Pittsburgh. It came out of the city and Allegheny County, frankly, originally. And so as this sort of got, the gentleman's name was Ira Weiss,
yep,
who sort of started this whole thing back in the 90s, is my recollection.
Mm-hmm.
And so it started us all down this audit process where organizations are audited by their respective municipalities to make sure that the buildings and the real estate that they were occupying was being used for a charitable purpose. And just so the listeners know, that even means going through a building. And if things are in there that, like, for example, if we rent space in one of our hospitals to a taxable organization, then that's taxable for real estate taxes for us. And so we have to,
because you are the owner of it, right? Because you
exactly
own it, you're the one that's liable for it. You have to take care of the taxes.
But even though it's a tax-exempt building because,
yep,
of the parcel it sits on,
yep,
if we have taxable functions going on, it's taxable.
Yes.
So the audit is a wonderful approach, if you will, to peel back the onion to figure out who should be paying what. And what. And it was actually in the article, and it's a term, payment in lieu of taxes, which is lovingly called a pilot. And we all, Heritage Valley has pilot agreements with organizations in Beaver County and in Allegheny County. Butler probably has them. St. Clair has them. We all have pilot agreements to support our communities because we all of us end up being the largest employer in our respective communities.
Sure.
Therefore, we occupy a good bit of land, which is exempt for real estate taxes because you're providing a charitable purpose.
So if we're, you know, looking at a pilot, if we're looking,
sorry,
at a pilot, Norm, give me an idea of how does that compare to if you had paid taxes on it? I mean, is it basically the same amount? I mean, in lieu of, to me, says you're doing it instead of paying taxes. But if you're paying $20,000 and on taxes you would have paid $400,000, that's a pretty good deal. You see what I'm saying? So how do we, as the taxpayers, know that we're not footing the bill for somebody else?
Because if you're providing a charitable purpose for that community to to where people can come to your emergency departments or see physicians, mm-hmm. regardless of their ability to pay. That's, if you will, your charitable purpose.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Gotcha.
So you do look at that. And when people say, and I will, you know, I'll give you an example that, you know, we have a couple different pilots. I'll give you an example of a pilot to where we're the tallest building in one of our towns.
Okay.
So if we're the tallest building, the fire department probably needs a large ladder truck.
Uh-huh.
So we support the ladder truck.
Because that's the only way that you can have fire services to a building like that is by having a ladder truck with that kind of reach.
And they wouldn't need the ladder truck
if it weren't for you.
If we didn't have a building in that community.
Interesting. Interesting. So when you say you support the ladder truck, what does that mean? Does that mean that you have to pay the maintenance on it? Does that mean that you buy it for them? Help us understand the financial arrangement.
Oh, the financial arrangements are, let me just say to your listeners, somewhat negotiable. Okay.
Gotcha. So there's not a hard, fast rule. There's not one rule for everybody. Okay.
No, it could be anything from buying the truck to the maintenance on the truck, servicing it. And you know, a truck lasts about 40 years.
Yeah.
So, you know, you spread it over those 40 years. And, you know, clearly it is the right thing to do for the communities where you occupy such a large footprint of land. And, you know, folks, your listeners should be somewhat comfortable of what UPMC has done before, AHN, the community health systems. I think we're all very interested in supporting the communities. What is really good about his audit, and what I like about it, is what might have been audited 5 years ago, more things would have built, have been built and evolved that might mean a larger pilot agreement for that respective community, if that makes sense to you.
So is there anything from an enforcement standpoint that can come out of an audit? Meaning you can audit somebody and find out, okay, well, this wasn't necessarily handled as well. But if you don't have any enforcement authority, it doesn't matter. So is there some teeth to an audit like this?
Well, absolutely. Because if, in fact, they audit something and they find something and a negotiation ensues and you're unable to come to terms, it can go to court.
Yeah. Okay. So that's the issue, is that it ultimately ends up in arbitration if necessary to resolve that particular dispute.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Interesting.
It's an interesting topic, and that's why I'm glad you raised it. And, you know, clearly, you know, we've spent so many months talking about COVID and those things, and we can talk about rescinding next week. But I was really pleased that you wanted to talk about this today, because the average person probably doesn't know a lot about how EDS and MEDS in southwestern Pennsylvania, healthcare and education. We applaud the area for having such a high level of EDS and MEDS, but it has an impact on the real estate tax structure of a community.
Yeah, no question about that. Norm, it's always good to be able to ask these questions to you and help you to understand, help us to understand how it works. So thank you for your insight into these matters. We appreciate it.
Have a good week.
Yep, great stuff. Norm Mitry, the president and CEO of the Heritage Valley Health System, here on KDKA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.